KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies. It's 11 degrees above zero here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with light snow developing late, a high around 20. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, four people were injured during a single vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon on Atlantic's southwest side. Atlantic police said a Ford Expedition driven by Zachary Dill of Atlantic failed to straighten the wheel while it was attempting to turn south onto Highway 6. The SUV went into a deep ditch and crashed into a concrete culvert underneath Southwest 7th Street, or Highway 6, if you will. Four people were in the vehicle. All were transported to the Cass County Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The SUV sustained $10,000 damage. Atlantic police were assisted at the scene by the Iowa State Patrol, Cass County Sheriff's Department, and other local agencies. Deputies in Fremont County were attempting to make a traffic stop Wednesday in Hamburg when the driver failed to yield and sped off. The Ford F-250 pickup continued north on Main Street in Hamburg at a high rate of speed. After a short pursuit, the pickup stopped at a residence near the intersection of South Street and Main Street in Hamburg. The driver, 42-year-old Chad Mayberry of Hamburg, was arrested for driving while suspended, eluding, failure to obey a stop sign, expired registration, failure to have valid insurance, and child endangerment. Mayberry was being held in the Fremont County Jail. The Fremont County K-9 unit assisted with the arrest. Police in Red Oak arrested a local woman Wednesday afternoon for driving while suspended. 36-year-old Allison Mary Rule of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 4:42 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where she was held on a $300 cash bond. Creston police said they were investigating a hit-and-run accident that took place Monday night. Officials say, according to a witness to the incident, a red pickup truck was traveling through an alley between North Elm and West Summit Street at around 8:45 p.m. Monday when the vehicle drove into the yard behind the residence at 503 North Elm and struck the left rear side of a parked SUV. Damage to that 2006 Chevy Trailblazer was estimated at $3,000. And no injuries were reported following a collision Tuesday afternoon at the intersection of South Walnut and East Lucas Streets in Creston. Authorities say 51-year-old Dawn Robbins of Weldon was traveling east on Lucas Street when she ran a stop sign. Her 2000 Dodge Dakota pickup collided with a 2000 Chevy Blazer driven by 66-year-old Rose Beeman of Creston, causing $6,000 damage altogether. The accident happened as Beeman was traveling north on Walnut Street. No citations were issued. Questions are being raised about the immigration status of a teenager who was at the wheel of a car that was involved in a crash in Omaha last month that killed an Iowa woman. Prosecutors say 19-year-old Eswin Mejia was drunk and street racing January 31st when he rear-ended an SUV, killing the driver, 21-year-old Sarah Root of Council Bluffs. Mejia's lawyer, Tom Niklacek, says whether his client is in the country legally isn't important.
I have not gotten into the details of any immigration status. Technically speaking, as far as the case is concerned, it's irrelevant and the jury would never even hear that ask.
He says this is a criminal case and Mejia's legal status isn't going to be a factor as he's charged with motor vehicle homicide. Niklacek isn't sure if Mejia can speak English.
I speak to him in Spanish, largely I'm fluent Spanish. Honestly, I haven't spoken to him in English. I provide the service to my clients in Spanish, and it just makes communication a whole lot easier, so I always speak in Spanish to them.
Douglas County prosecutors say Mejia's blood alcohol level was three times the legal limit, and he was driving on a suspended license when he hit Root's vehicle. Mejia also had several warrants issued for his arrest for previous traffic violations and failure to appear in court.
The bigger issue here, if the evidence is such, is alcohol. I think sometimes we get caught up on issues that perhaps we shouldn't. In my legal opinion, and as a member of the community, the larger issue here is alcohol. But whether he's legal or not, you know, alcohol doesn't care.
Mejia posted 10% of a $50,000 bond and was released from jail. His next court date is later this month. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison. The victim's family has expressed concern that he will flee the state, if not the country, before going to trial. In the funeral announcements, Lawrence Rass Rasmussen, age 86, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Rass Rasmussen will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Clausen, age 75, of Marcus, died February 2nd. Funeral services for Larry Clausen will be today at 1 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church in Audubon. Ernest Johnson Funeral Home in Marcus is assisting the family with arrangements. Stephen Olson, age 59, of Maxwell and formerly of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Stephen Olson will be today at 1 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Dean Beeman, age 80, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dean Beeman will be today at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Steve Boardman, age 51, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Steve Boardman will be today at 2 o'clock at the Bethel Independent Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Richter, age 80, of Atlantic, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Larry Richter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Joseph Brandt, age 81, of Aspinwall, died Tuesday at his home. A mass of Christian burial for Joseph Brandt will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Larry Genson, age 78, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Larry Genson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Jim Weber, age 81, of Anita, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jim Weber will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. And Helen Olive Holloway, age 94, of Manila, died Tuesday at Mertu Medical Center. Funeral services for Helen Holloway will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Our news and funeral report brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.